Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got a lollipops. I got so many lollipops.
This is Penn Sunday School. And to our listening ears, all angels sing and round us rings the music of the saints.
Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly, and we are broadcasting from Show Creator Studio South because Penn is back in town.
Woo!
He went to England, he went to Spain. I mean, Randy and I did some stuff during the month as well, but who cares? So excited to hear about all the shows with Penn and Teller in England, as well as your Penn and Hondro shows. Here he is, preaching the love, Penn Jillette.
Yeah, preaching the love, I'm back. I gotta tell you, when you say your name now, it sounds wrong to me. Because Hondro does it so clearly as three syllables.
Donnelly.
Donnelly.
Donnelly, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told him, you know, we say Matt Donnelly.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I think it's less Irish or more Jersey to make it two syllables. Mm-hmm. I think it's we're just in a rush. You know?
There's stuff to do in Jersey.
In Jersey, bacon, egg, and cheese is one word. Salt, pepper, ketchup is one word.
Salt, pepper, ketchup?
Oh, yeah. So if you order a bacon, egg, and cheese at a bagel shop,
yeah,
they'll go, salt, pepper, ketchup? One option. You can't have two of those things or one of those things. It's one option, yes or no, on salt, pepper, ketchup.
Salt, pepper, ketchup. Well, did you know? I just knew this recently.
Yeah.
You'd think I would know this. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band,
yeah,
was because Mal Evans said salt and peppers. And Paul thought he said Sergeant Pepper's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. You can't imagine taking a small bit and to turning it into an icon that lives for a century is pretty crazy.
I think that's all you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, so you got to, well, I guess I want to hear about the Spain stuff, but it sounds you got to hang out and really dig some Beatles stuff.
Did a lot of stuff with Giles Martin.
That seems
a lot of stuff with Giles.
Pretty awesome and unique.
And something else I'm not going to talk about, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you I'm not talking about it,
yeah.
is there's a chance that Bobby Fingers, who does the Mel Gibson, Steven Seagal, Michael Jackson so far.
Oh, if you haven't seen those dioramas on YouTube.
It's inventing a new art form.
Yeah.
I think I might show up. In his next one.
What?
I think I might show up in his next one. That's all I'm going to say.
That seems...
Seems impossible.
It does seem impossible.
So much of my life seems impossible. I don't really know how to talk about this. I did it. I did a show in Spain.
Yeah.
I did it.
But we last left off on air. You were making sure that you're going to dedicate time each day in England to speaking to someone in Spanish for 2 hours.
No, I didn't. I'll tell you why. I was just trying to learn my monologues for the show.
Right.
And after doing an hour and a half of that, I was exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Just exhausted. So I was walking around everywhere. I mean, it became the long-suffering Glenn and now the long-suffering Teller. You know, three-hour car rides where they're trying to do whatever you do, passing time. I'm going, Los trucos de memorizaciones no están de moda. Constantly at that volume coming out of me everywhere. And, you know, Ben Hart.
Yeah.
I was walking through Birmingham. Like that.
Yeah.
Walking and Ben Hart ran over and said, hi, Ben. And I said, hi. And he said, do you want to join us for? And I said, I'm kind of, and he said, you're studying. It's clear. I mean, I really was all the time. Before I went to bed, when I woke up, everything.
Oh, wow.
and trying to memorize that. And Hondro confessed to me that he didn't think I was going to do it. He didn't think I was going to be able to.
Just thought by the time you really circled around to how hard
no, no, no. He thought at the beginning that I wasn't going to learn Spanish.
Oh.
Then when he thought we should do a show, he thought we weren't going to do it. Then we set up to do the show, he thought it was going to fall through. And then when I showed up to do the show, he thought it was going to fail.
Oh, man.
He said, it's just too hard. What Hondro said was, he said, would you come out and do the broken bottle juggling? The whole audience is going, well, of course he could do that. But I was writing jokes in a second language. I was ad-libbing in a second language. And I was doing complicated monologues in a second language. But that's not really the most important thing. I have never experienced a better audience. It was insane. Now, these people, we were close to sold out 3 months beforehand.
Yeah.
And it's a 400-seat theater.
Yeah.
Or three something. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful acoustics. And it's a beautiful theater. And the audience had people in it. I mean, a dozen that I heard about that went from seeing Penn and Teller in London or Birmingham to seeing Hondro and Penn in Valencia.
Catching both shows.
Yeah. And there was one guy who planned everything and came from Canada, flew to England for his vacation to see us in England, then flew down to Valencia to see us in Valencia.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Let me tell you how good the audiences were, okay? The audiences were this good. After the show, a guy held up a poster, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, he's just got a Penn and Teller poster he wants me to sign. He was waiting around afterwards. And he said, no, the poster's for you. And he held it up, and it is the most dipshit picture of Criss Angel. And it says, Criss Angel, tiene una pregunta. Criss Angel has a question. That's how good the audiences were in Valencia. There were people that really, there were magicians from everywhere. And looking out of the audience was really funny because Hondro would say, we'd talk in Spanish about fool us. And Hondro would say, as a matter of fact, there are tonight three people who fooled you. Why don't you stand up in the audience? And then he said, we also have three FISM winners. Would you stand up? And then he'd say also the most famous magician, you know, Junkie, stand up. And you'd have like eight people every show standing up, waving to people. And Hondro would say, so you can feel very safe. If Penn and I die, you'll have a better magic show. So these are really good magicians in the audience. And that was every show.
Wow.
Danny. Hector.
Yeah.
Junke. I mean, they're all there.
Yeah. Woody.
Mm. Woody had shows all those times.
Oh!
Woody was so pissed. But there were magicians from France and Italy, Greece. It was just amazing.
Well, it was a crazy event to pull off.
And we were getting two standing ovations a show, which I've never experienced before. I don't think I've even been in an audience that did that.
Right.
Maybe in rock shows, I suppose.
Yeah, but still.
That was amazing. And the ovation when I came on stage was incredible. We just couldn't get started. They were such a wonderful audience. Fabulous audience.
Well, I imagine, maybe I'm wrong, but America, we're used to people coming here. Mm-hmm. Used to be, if you're famous somewhere else, you'll come here and do shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To have an American magician go to Spain and then learn the language to perform in it is a pretty unique feat.
And then there was posters out front that said, you know, Hondro and Penn sold out. And I was standing there outside waiting for Hondro to go to lunch. Because you have lunch in Spain. These four college-age women, I guess.
Yeah.
walking by, and one of them says, this is an almost perfect impersonation, there's no way Penn and Teller are in here. And I said, well, one of them is. And she turned and went, oh, my God. And I said, your English is very good. And she said, oh, we're from the United States. I said, I was kidding. And by I was kidding, what I really meant, and they didn't understand, was your English isn't that good. You speak like a California ball girl.
Well, so what was your last show in England?
Last show in England was the Hammersmith Apollo on Sunday.
Okay. So there, the rest of the whole Penn & Teller team, Teller, Glenn, everybody heads back to the States and you go to Spain?
Or on vacation.
Or on vacation.
Most people took 4 days. Teller went to Barcelona.
Okay.
Glenn went to Monte Carlo.
Okay.
Zeke went to Italy.
Oh, wow. So everybody's like, that's smart. That's nice,
yeah,
too.
Grab, you know, all people grab is 4 or 5 days.
Right.
So we finished Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then Monday, I flew to Valencia.
Uh-huh.
And it was really funny, because I'm in the airport, and this guy comes up to me and says, so is Andro picking you up? I said, yeah. And he went, ha, 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 we saw your show Sunday night, saw the big picture of Andro. Then we saw you here and figured he must be picking you up. I said, well, he is. He is picking me up. And he said, not really. I said, really? As I walk out, you'll see him running up with his bald head. He'll be here to greet me. And it turned out they saw our show, but he didn't know about our show here because he'd been out of Valencia. In Valencia.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andro picked me up. We went out to a really nice restaurant. The server came over. She started talking, and I went, I'm so fucked, Andro. I don't understand a thing. I'm so fucked. And he said, oh, yeah, you're fucked. Yeah, we haven't got a chance. And then by Wednesday, we were saying, oh, I wish we were in that submarine down by the Titanic. We would have so much more hope.
I mean, that's also funny about Alejandro's performance style, which, like, he is really ready to rock with whatever you were going to bring on that stage, whether it was something or nothing.
Yeah, he was.
But he was just going to be like, all right, here we go.
Alejandro said, here I am saying something that he said, no one can ever know this, but I've worked harder on this show than any of my shows or any show I've ever been involved in my life, including the TV shows. He said, and I know you've worked harder on this than any Penn & Teller show. And I said, yes. And he said, and we're pouring that all into a 4-seat theater. I said, yeah. But it's amazing the way Spaniards work.
Yeah.
I didn't do jack shit. They ran around me working really hard.
Right.
But they work their asses off. Then at 2:30, they stop for lunch.
Period.
2 hours. Leisurely lunch. Properly served lunch. Sit down. Enjoy the lunch. Talk about the day. Talk about stuff going on. 2 full hours. This is deadline with a gun to our head. And then get up at 4:30 and work right until 11:30, midnight. Boom. But that 2 hours, they take it, they enjoy it. They might live better over there than we do.
And secretly, I think we do too. I think we take an hour for lunch and then we drag ass for an hour at work. And then we kind of get back to work after that.
Yeah. Yeah,
we schedule a meeting that really could have been an email, and we sit and we chat and all that stuff. So I think they have it right. They're just more honest.
Yeah,
two hours.
It was. I love being over there. And Andro said at the end, "I never want to hear that nail gun monologue again." In either language. I'm so fucking sick of it. Because they're carrying props and building props, and I'm going, los trucos de memorizaciones no están de moda ahora. Yo he tratado. That's all I was doing. So everybody that was working with us would hear me going over the script at that volume all the time. And Honda would say, just so you know, we can all do those monologues now. We all know them. We've memorized them. I don't know what you're doing. We've memorized them under your breath. So Tuesday we worked, Wednesday we worked, Thursday we worked. Then Friday we're in the theater. Friday.
Did you run into anything with Spanish to English props or things like that? Did broken bottles, anything different?
That was hard. They couldn't find the right bottles, but I just juggled anything.
Okay.
That was amazing for the crew because I'm going through trying to get where the beats are and in the monologue and working this out. And then I did something I never do. You know, the rule on broken bottle juggling is I'll never practice it.
Okay.
Because you practice it, you can get hurt.
Right.
So you only do it when it's on. But I was so intent on doing the lines and working it out that I just smashed the bottles and just juggled them. And all of a sudden, everybody working stops dead. And Hunter went, wow, that's a good trick. Because I did a really, we ended up with a theme, which was El Español no es mi primera lengua. Spanish is not my first language, which I would use to punctuate everything. And on broken bottle juggling, it was a really, really good joke because I went, on the last bottle was really hard. And I went, motherfucker! Then I stopped, walked to the front of the stage and said, El Español no es mi primera lengua. Madre mía. And I said to Jandro, does everybody know motherfucker? He said, everybody in the world knows motherfucker. There's nobody that doesn't know Americans scream motherfucker.
I think even just contextually, you figure it out.
And the really funny part was, you never would have expected this. We did a bit called Spanglish, where Jandro explained in Spanish that some people thought I didn't really understand Spanish. I had just learned it by rote. So we were going to prove it. So we got one person up from the audience that spoke English well, and one person from the audience that spoke not a word of English. Then we built a wall for Trump between us, and Jandro said he was going to speak nothing but English and be American, and then I was going to translate into Spanish to show how well I understood. And then Jandro played the Star Spangled Banner, and then brought out a cheerleader to dance with, and then went all into English. I brought out an 8-piece brass street band to play like wedding music, Spanish wedding music behind me. We had the American flag and the Spanish flag, and then Jandro would speak in English. And the joke was that he would say, I have here a perfectly ordinary deck of cards. Perfectly, I'm going to have them shuffled. As you can see, they're all different. Then I'll have one of the cards selected. And I would go, got this. That was just, you know, simple comedy 101, right?
Sure.
But at the end, the cards flip sides. Rather good magic trick.
Yeah.
Cards flip sides. And then we run to opposite sides. And I start talking English really fast and really aggressively. And the audience went wild. Because my Spanish is rather measured.
Yes.
And slow. And when I started speaking English, they were all like, oh, that is Penn.
That's great. What a great trick.
It was really a great trick. I think we should do it on Fool Us. But
you and Jandro?
Me, Jandro, and Teller. We have a part of Teller.
Nice.
And we did Misdirection with me doing the whole intro in Spanish.
Oh, cool.
And we did Broken Bottle Juggling and Nail Gun and Donut.
Oh, wow.
All in Spanish. And I did Stupid with the thing where I fooled the child with the...
With the rope.
With the rope. And we brought up a child and I asked him all the Spanish. ¿Cómo se dice? Cuerta. Cuerta. Sí, gracias. So it changed the power balance there.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
As I did the trick on it.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Jandro's idea. And
what did Jandro do? What tricks did Jandro do?
Well, I can't explain to the to you on air because it would ruin the trick for some. He did the Battle of Wishes.
Okay.
But where I was, I could see none of it. So I heard the Battle of Wishes four times, but did not see a thing that was happening. And the truth is, I didn't even hear it because I was running over my next monologue in my head. He did pizza.
Okay.
Battle of Wishes, his shadows thing, his map thing, one other, some card in the mouth thing.
Nice.
It was really great.
Yeah.
Glenn came down to see one show. Glenn was the only person I knew who saw a show. And he came Friday night, and he said he'd never seen so much hugging on stage. You know, first of all, you finish a bit, and you go backstage, and the crew guy hugs you. Bueno, bueno! Gracias, gracias, gracias.
And it's fair to say, with no disparaging tone, you and Teller are not affectionate.
No, we're not. But Honda
would... don't high five.
No, Honda would jump into my arms after every trick. He would sometimes hug me, break away, hug me again, break away, hug me again.
Unbelievable.
I think it might have been a good show.
I've never hit the translate button on Instagram so much, but I went through all the comments on the posts and stuff like that. I mean, people were raving about it and thanking Hondro so much for bringing such a great show to town.
We had paella with like 60 magicians after the second show on Saturday. And I think, without exception, everybody said, you're not just doing this four times. You're not putting in this much work for four. And Honda would just say, hey, you guys saw it.
I mean, that is amazingly special, and you really don't know. I mean, it would be lovely to do it again, but you have no clue if you could do it again.
The theater owner was knee-deep in his own cum.
He was like, please stay.
Because the weekend we did it is a weekend all the theaters in Valencia are closed. It's a holiday, and it's too hot, and people all go to the beach. So they don't even bother trying to sell. It's like Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
They don't try to sell tickets.
You don't try to sell tickets.
And he doesn't sell out anyway.
Right.
And he was sold out four shows over a weekend where he wasn't going to make a penny. So he said he has a 900-seat theater, and he said, let's book it now for next year for seven shows in a row. And we said, no.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's the right move. He's correct. I believe with advance notice and how well it went, you could certainly sell out seven shows of that in a larger theater. Yeah. But there is also something beautiful to just pulling it off the way you did.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
Was it recorded in any way?
It is a terrible, terrible theater for video recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's no good place to put a camera.
Yeah.
But Hondro put cameras in four bad places.
Okay.
And recorded all four shows.
All right.
So he's going to try to put something together.
So it can live in some kind of posterity.
Yeah, there'll be some sort of record. There's a lot of stories from Valencia.
Yeah.
But now a pop quiz.
Okay.
And ready? Are you in for this?
Okay.
Okay. Can you drink tap water in Valencia?
I would assume yes.
Ready?
No.
Why not ready?
You don't drink water. You carry water everywhere, right?
Right. You don't have a specific reason, right?
No.
Okay. So Sunday at 3 a.m, I just finished a show. I slept like 2 hours and then woke up in great distress.
Okay.
Great distress. Gastrointestinal distress. No more sleeping. Just really sick. I mean, crazy sick, like flu sick. So I WhatsApp Hondro. And Hondro comes in and takes a look at me and goes, we got to cancel the show. I said, I'm not sure we have to. And he says, what happened? And he called the doctor and he got pills for me and he got this electrolytes and Dr. Hondro took over and I was shivering and he said, you look terrible. And he said, here's what happened. You were exhausted. You did one show. You had nothing left. You did another show. You then went out and socialized with 60 magicians, and you ate, and I saw you, and it's on video, three huge plates of paella. And he said, you exhausted yourself, you didn't drink enough water, and you're dehydrated. And I said, Hondro, dehydration does not have those symptoms. And he said, the bad dehydration you had did. I said, no, you're wrong. It's some sort of food poisoning. And he said, ah, paella. And he called the other magicians. No one else was sick. He said, also, no one gets sick from paella. Don't say that again. He said, but paella does have salt. And he said, that's why you're dehydrated. I said, no, I've been exhausted before, Hondro. These are not the symptoms. And so Hondro and I argued about that. And finally, he pumped enough electrolytes and drugs into me that I could do the show that night. Although I got to tell you, I was impatient with Hondro's long solo numbers. Come on, let's go. I want to be done.
I want to go to bed.
I was exhausted and very, very sick. And I said, I think it's a 24-hour bug or it's food poisoning, but it's not exhaustion and dehydration. I said, it's exhaustion, dehydration. It's not a bug. So Dr. Gillette and Dr. Lopez were discussing the whole thing. And then the next day, Monday, all the shows are over. We go out with Julio, who's the best guy in the world, mm-hmm. one of the crew guys, and Junke. Beautiful meal, but I was being very careful, just a fruit and salad and stuff like that. And Hondro and I are talking. The other side of the table is talking. And we're arguing again. Oh, it's terrible how dehydrated you are. And finally I said, I wasn't dehydrated. I had like 5 glasses of water after the paella. And Hondro said, what gesture did you just make with your left hand? I said this, you know, turning on the tap. He went, you drink tap water? And I swear the whole restaurant went quiet. The other side of the table went, they don't speak English. And they went, what?
It's her tap water.
He went, you can't drink tap water. I said, well, I was thirsty from the paella. So I came home, I pulled the glass out and I just poured it, probably did 5 glasses of water. Hondro just froze. He said, how could you do that? I said, well, why wouldn't I do that? He said, you can't drink tap water. I said, this isn't Mexico.
Right.
He said, no, it's Valencia, and the lime content is so high, you can't drink water here. He said, also, we make the paella with tap water, and the lime and the chemicals are part of what makes it good, but already you're getting a dose you shouldn't have.
Right.
And I went, oh. He said, so there's no mystery anymore, Ben. There's none. You drank the tap water. And I went, but you can drink tap water in Spain. He said, Madrid? Yes. I said, you can drink tap. I said, I'm sure the guide, but he said, you cannot drink tap water in Valencia.
Really?
Right. So when I was flying home, I got into Amsterdam, and I got a WhatsApp from Hondro that said, you're in Amsterdam. Don't forget to drink some of the water in the canals. And for the rest of Monday, everybody was going, hey, it's a tap water drinker. Why don't you go have some tap water?
You're big dope.
And then Hondro was saying stuff like, so you drank 5 glasses out of the tap. How much you drink out of the toilet?
Here, we can drink water out of a toilet.
Yeah. And we went to the restaurant. Hondro said, don't forget to stop out and drink some of the urinal water. I went, Hondro, I said, you know, in India, I knew you tape over your mouth. You don't have to tape over your mouth. You can brush your teeth. You can do all that. You just can't get that much lime.
It's just an amount, an excessive, an LDS or whatever, LD50 or whatever it's
LD50.
Called.
LD50.
What do they do?
They drink bottled water.
They all drink bottled water wherever you are?
Yeah. And I noticed they all drank bottled water. I thought you were just being hoity-toity.
You thought you're the fanciest Valencians in town.
Yeah. I even thought it was odd when he wanted all the electrolytes, he was mixing the powders in,
yeah.
that he ordered water up from room service. And I was going to say something, but I just felt terrible. I just sat there and went, I don't know why he's, I guess he doesn't.
Isn't that funny where you don't say the thing?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I really should have said this I never did. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah.
That's a weird feeling.
The doctor would have given me different stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
I would have made the same mistake. I'm a very confident tap water drinker.
Me too.
Myself. I would have.
And Teller orders specifically tap water.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I asked Piff, and Piff said, I don't trust water anywhere. I don't trust ice. He said, even in the U.S., they put ice in my drink. I'm uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. And he's from Great Britain.
Yeah.
I mean, or Dragonland.
In the Dragonland of Great Britain, U.K.
It was, so I was really sick on Sunday.
From Lyme?
Yeah. I had Lyme disease.
Did Lyme poisoning?
Yeah. So someone will write in and say, here's the dosage of Lyme that makes you sick and so on. But Hondra was disgusted.
With you?
Yeah. It was like, ugh, how could you do that? Yuck, yuck. You know, you come home, you've had three bowls of salty paella. Yeah,
you were like, all I did was like, eat the ass of a prostitute. What's going on, guys? Why is everybody treating me so weird?
So you go into your hotel room. If you had a salty meal,
yeah,
you went into your hotel room before you go to bed. What do?
You said three plates of paella. I got thirsty.
Yeah.
It's a savory dish. There's no doubt about it. Mm. That calls for water for sure. Yes, I would have absolutely drank, especially I'm staying at a hotel.
Nice hotel.
Right. So
nicest hotel in Valencia.
Especially because you might have American tourists at this hotel, you probably have good tap water. That's what I would
think. And glasses by the sink. Glasses by the sink. Right?
Right.
Why would there be glasses by the sink?
For your toothbrush?
Yeah.
No. Wow.
So.
And I would, yeah, ice would bother me too. Because I do, and I like ice. I'm a typical American. I like ice in my drinks.
Yeah. Oh, the ice, I don't think would hurt you. They have ice in their drinks.
Right.
That didn't bother them.
It's just the amount, right?
Yeah.
You take a lot of ice.
I also told Hondra after he was already appalled, I said I would get up, go to the bathroom, be sick, then take a drink of tap water.
Because that's exactly what you do.
Right, exactly.
If you're worried about...
You don't want to get dehydrated.
Yes.
So you drink poison.
Madness.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now I'm going to tell you about a restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, do I have to tell you about a restaurant? A restaurant that you will not believe. So fabulous. And for those who are Patreon people,
yeah,
I will send some pictures.
Okay.
That will blow minds. Blow minds. So, of course, I'm a insufferable vegan.
Right.
So the Spaniards who all want to eat jamón,
mm-hmm,
all the time,
mm-hmm,
and shrimp and,
yeah,
seafoods are pretty much, I mean, not pretty much, they're being very respectful to me, but they're also being pretty often vegan themselves.
Hmm.
I mean, Hondro certainly was.
Just joining in the meal. And
yeah, just making sure that all the orders are right. And Hondro said, well, they're bringing several different plates to the table. We can't keep track of them, so we're doing all vegan. And they were, you know, he's a superstar over there.
Right.
So, you know, you're walking around with Tom Cruise. When he says, we want to make sure this is vegan.
They do.
So, Julio,
mm-hmm.
once again, greatest guy in the world. Julio, his son, his nephew, and a friend do all of Hondo's everything. And they're the greatest five guys in the world.
That's awesome.
Just fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. They do lights, sound, props, everything. Management, they're just everything, and they're fabulous. So Julio's a guy about my age, great guy. Hondro says, Julio's found us a vegan restaurant. Now, the crew was going to a different place because they were on a different schedule. We were going earlier because they were the asshole Americans. Me and Glenn and Hondro are going to go out for lunch. And Julio's walking with us, and he's saying in Spanish, don't go there. I should not have told you to go there. Don't go there. And I said, no, I want to go to a vegan restaurant. That'll be nice. I've been going to restaurants, and they do vegan, but they're not vegan.
They do a vegan option, yeah.
And he goes, no, don't go. Don't go. You're not gonna like. Don't go. We're going, Julio. We're going. So we walk down this alley. This is in the center of Valencia, which is touristy, but also has some mm-hmm. funk. So we go into that borderline tourist funk area. Every city has one, right?
It's a vegan trap.
And there is a corner restaurant that's all open doors. Doesn't say restaurant, doesn't say vegan. Julio's just pointed us in that direction. It's no signage, really, not particularly. We walk in. There's a huge sign that says, tourists, go home. You are not welcome here. In English. Tourists, go home. You are not welcome here. I have a picture of me by the sign. I mean, you don't expect to see a sign that says, tourists, go home. You are not welcome here.
No. I mean, with a vegan trap, I was thinking like, you know, tofu on a plate with like a stick and a box over it. But this was a different kind of danger. This was a
different kind of danger. Hondro, the one of us that isn't a tourist,
yeah,
is wearing a hat that says Las Vegas. There is a sign up that says anti-speciesist, anti-capitalist, trans-feminist. Big letters.
Wow.
Outside the restaurant, I mean, the doors are all open. It's pretty open. All the servers are smoking cigarettes so that all the smoke is wafting in. So it's not a health food restaurant.
Right.
Then there is a long thing, a long, long Spanish screed uh-huh. on the wall. And I'm reading it through slowly, and Hondo Chris reads it quickly and says, it says, pigs, chickens, cows are our friends. If you make two jokes about animals, you will be thrown out.
I just want to say that this you're describing the first fully vegan restaurant that would work in Las Vegas.
And Hondro says, the only question that matters,
yeah.
two jokes per person or per table? I said, ask them. He said, I think if I asked him, that's one joke.
Yeah.
Person comes over to the table, the server. Hondro says, can we eat here? And they say, you probably don't want to. There's no menu. There's no prices. You pay what you want. The dishes are over there. You get them yourself. We bring you whatever we want, and you have to go to our website and sign up as a member with your passport number. And Hondro says, we have to join? And they said, yes, but you can fake your passport number. Hondro says, okay. So then the server just walks away. So Glenn goes to get his dishes, and it says in big letters, ask our pronouns.
Wow.
And the clientele is not your typical tourists. And then they just bring us food. And you know how when you go to a restaurant and it doesn't have a menu that you look at,
yeah,
they always tell you, here's what we're having is a da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't tell us a thing.
No breakdown. No.
Just put it down in the middle of the table. No way to tell what it is. We just serve it.
Good luck.
Right?
Yeah.
It was good, but no idea what we were eating.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. You used to like this idea.
I love it. I still love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept saying all the way through, I love this restaurant so much. I love this restaurant so much. And Andre was going, I see why Julio didn't want us to come here. And Glenn's going, what's going on? And I'm going, I just love it. I love it. It's like going to like Charlie Manson's restaurant. And Glenn says, why do we have to sign up? I said, well, this is what I'm figuring. They're not a restaurant. They have no license to serve food.
Ah.
So we are having to join a private club.
They can just privately have snacks around.
And they can't charge money.
Right.
So
it's just a guy holding up a little club in the shop.
Yeah.
Just, he's basically like what those Halloween stores do around here.
Yeah, exactly. the second thing they bring, the server says, Chicken McNuggets, puts it down. They do look a little like Chicken McNuggets, but they're vegan. I go, that's a joke. Is our server going to be thrown out? Honda, because they got one more. I can't. Why two jokes?
I guess because at first the policy was one joke, and it wasn't. It was an unprofitable endeavor. They had to learn tolerance to get in the black.
And then, at the end of the meal, they bring a box,
mm-hmm,
just a box, and walk away. And Hondo goes, "I guess we put our money in this box." And he goes, how much? And we go, ah. And Hondo goes, I feel like we could get in trouble if we leave too much as well as if we leave too little.
I could just yell at you.
Yeah, I don't know what we could do.
We're not a charity, you fucking asshole.
So we put in much too much.
Yeah.
And then, and this is the part, remember, anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
They have t-shirts for sale. Tourists go home. And I said, I want to franchise this in Vegas. We would do so well. No, tourists go home.
Tourists,
you're
go
not
home.
Welcome. Pay what you want. Anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
Anti-species.
Two jokes and get the fuck out. Enforcing that is key.
Key. Really key.
Because honestly, if you're sitting down and someone else gets thrown out, it's part of the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you also just go, when I'm dining, as a rule, there's too many jokes. Two jokes is good.
Two jokes is
good. I'm not sure per table, maybe per person.
One, I think you're not funny. Two, I know you're not funny.
And three, I'm off my feed.
I'm annoyed by you. So let's just call it what it is. I know two jokes in, whether I like you or I don't. I have a little beat on you.
So that was the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a t-shirt.
Oh, I mean,
the t-shirt.
Do they have online sales? Because that's...
No. I tried to go to online sales, and all it is it's the sign-up sheet to become a...
And I said, for the restaurant.
I said to Andro, I said, and we've just joined a terrorist organization. I forgot what they said. They said, well, we have to tell you to sign up. You don't really have to sign up, but if the police come, tell them you signed up.
No. So you're aiding and abetting no matter what.
Well, I was just saying, are they going to blow up something and then we're gonna, our names are going to be, we were there, they were there not making jokes.
Some bank, just the windows explode out of the bank while you're having faux chicken nuggets.
Exactly. Andro said, we're going to go to jail. There's going to be a sign up at the theater, Andro and Penn, and then oversold out is going to say, are in jail.
You ready back here? Andro seemed like the show is still worth it in my mind, but I am in jail. And my mail's getting open the rest of my life. Because I had vegan paella.
Still no idea we were eating. We're going, I don't know. Is this like, this is some sort of grain thing, right?
Like a seitan?
I think this might be. No.
No.
There was nothing seitan at all.
No.
It was all just whole earth grains.
Okay.
You know.
And, pure whole food.
Yeah. And they brought a dessert that was some vegan flan. And you're afraid not to eat it.
Right.
And then they bring the dish, they put it in the middle of the table, and then you have to go get your dishes. And you got to go get your water, which Andro said later, wait a minute, that was tap water.
Of course. Yeah. The anti-capitalist group isn't going to do fancy bottled water. Right. Yeah. They have water of the people.
Yeah.
With well-conditioned organs for lime. Their livers and kidneys can handle the lime content the average citizen cannot.
That was it. That was the...
Tourists, go home.
You're not welcome here. I'll send you those pictures. You can disseminate them.
Yeah.
But now I think I have to pee really badly.
Okay.
Because I was talking about all this water. So...
That's a good time.
That was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha-cha-cha. You become naked. Tourists not welcome. Go home. You're not welcome here. Two jokes.
Get the fuck out. The guy yelling fine. That's two. I heard you.
Yeah.
Go.
Also, you're making it. I guess you can't make it to the server. It's your own table. I mean, eavesdropping? Probably.
They're listening to every table.
Oh, you know we love you. Hey, Matt Donnelly, getting ready to thank?
Yeah, I want to thank the fine people who support us over at patreon.com/Penn. First guy up here is Brian Curry, who has actually hired me to be a magician for him in Washington, D.C. I'm going to D.C., Philadelphia, and Baltimore. Solar Mind Noodler shows at the end of July. Go to mindnoodler.com, check out all those dates. I'll be all around the kind of D.C., Maryland, Baltimore area doing about 7 or 8 shows, including Elkton, Maryland, where the discount code of Penn will get you 30% off tickets there. But yeah, so thanks, Brian Curry, Jamie Swan, Will Jason, David, I'm going to figure your Kunt Brenner, Tristan Connett, Omar Rivera, Mason Gooch, Sagebrush, Matthew Mishu, Luke Mellon, Eileen Hunter, Jason Andrew Davidson, Peter B. Clark, Matt Williams, Tom Boner Office McQueen, Soapy Fresh, Dan Griffith, Brad Sherlag, Mike Cavanaugh, Rafiki, Stephen Feldman, Jonathan P., and NewRuleFX.com, which makes amazing stuff over there. Check out NewRuleFX.com. Thanks.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.